I just wanted to get this down on Audioboo. I just tweeted about it. Tumblr and Posterous, two websites that I absolutely love for their simplicity. But it just hit me that it's almost like one of these stalls that you get in supermarkets where they allow you to try a little bit of cheese, often with a little bit of pineapple, you know, so you can get this sort of distinctive differences between the two. And it's very much like that in the Web 2 world. You get something to snack on for free, and then once you're hooked on the usability and the confidence or how it makes you feel, very similar to that cheese in the supermarket that you tested, then they go in for the kill in terms of the pro features. And the majority of people take that up. As a test case, you can look at something like Vimeo. That Vimeo's just got this beautiful, community, sexy, lightweight, bubbly Web 2 feel to it. And as soon as they started charging, I just wanted to have a Plus Pro account, not because of necessarily the feature set, but because I felt they bloody deserved it. And I think that's the difference these days with Web 2 startups. It's just try. They like to be treated like they are the client. They are the customer. They have the decision-making abilities. They're the ones who will play with it and say, yeah, actually, this does fit with the way I work. This does fit with how I feel that a business should be funded in terms of, you know, pro features. And I love that sort of snack before you buy principle to Web2 services. And that's why I think Web2 works. It's not necessarily because we got it wrong first time round and we thought that marquees and blinking black backgrounds with sparkly stars was the way forward. It's just that Web2 woke us up to the fact that it got to be simple, and it's got to be reasonable, and it's got to be on our terms. And it just hit me that the reason why I'm looking forward to Posterous having pro features is because I know they're four guys in an office who are passionate about doing something really efficiently and well. And why the hell not would they deserve the money? You know, props to all the Web2 services like Vimeo, Posterous and Tumblr. You rock, guys. Seriously. The whole community vibe, the whole, you know, it's just... How could you work any other way, you know? How did companies work before that sort of web app attitude of the whole sort of transparent, open, do the best that you can? It's, I don't know. It's a feel-good factor, man. This wine is going to my head. I'm talking about websites that I don't even live near.